Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, B. Do you want to tell the Who Wasers about today's episode, or shall I?
Oh, I have an idea. How about we flip for it?
Sounds good. I call heads.
Okay.
And we'll have Geraldine toss the coin.
Uh-huh, sure. On the count of three. One, two, three. Whoa! Elliot, you just did a flip!
So did you!
Yeah, but I'm delightfully wacky, and listeners have come to expect this sort of thing from me, but who knew you could flip?
I was a child diver, Bee. Some things you can't unlearn. Oh, tails. I guess you win.
I'm still too shocked. You go ahead. Go ahead and tell the children.
All right, Who Wuzzers. In place of our regular episode where we quiz kids about their knowledge of two specific people from history, we fired up that walkie-talkie to the past, the Who Was That?
Who Was That?
That's the one. To get in touch with some of our best guest stars from this season. These big names are such huge fans of the podcast that they had their people call our people, who, to be clear, is an elephant, to jump back on the show to spend some more time with us.
Whew. All right, Eric, please play us in.
Here we go. What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on. Get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. It's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who Was?
Live from Tonkaland, or so-called SoCal, Los Angeles, it's Who Was, the podcast where, for today, we're giving the quizzing a rest and just kind of, you know, vibing with some very cool folks from history. I'm your announcer, Bee, and I would describe my personality as swarm. Now here's your host, the man who doesn't believe in side parts, it's Elliot Kalin!
Thank you, Bee. Both halves of my head are so nice I can't choose, so I just go right down the middle. And welcome, everyone, to the Who Was Podcast. Let's waste no time in meeting our guest, one of the most influential singer-songwriter actors of all time, the history-making rock musician David Bowie.
Yes, it's me, David Bowie.
It's great to see you again, David. But what are you doing here?
Well, as I recall, you're both a couple of genie smart smarties, so I wanted to run you by a couple of new personas I'm working on.
Oh, right. You had a lot of different personas or characters you would perform as. Even the name David Bowie wasn't the name you were born with.
You performed as Aladdin Sane, Arnold Korns, the White Duke, and Major Tom.
That's right. And I realized I had a wonderful opportunity. I could be the first rock star to continue their career from the great beyond. David Bowie breaking boundaries once again.
That sounds as spooky as it does cool. Go right ahead.
Well, I reckon you recall one of my most famous personas, Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, of course, the alien rock star.
The Martian Messiah.
That's the one. All right. And I'm working on a character in the same vein. He's called Fred the Garbage Man.
Okay, I guess I don't immediately see the connection.
Ah, well, perhaps a bit of the song will help.
Fred the Garbage Man, taking your memories to their logical end.
The tune sounds great, as usual.
Amazing.
I'm just not sure what the connection is between an alien and a garbage man.
Well, they're both here to save the world, aren't they? Imagine you're without sanitation workers, mate.
It's a good point.
Thank you, B. Here's another one. It's called Tim the Postal Courier.
The postmark is the birthmark of your written communication. I serve your nation, though the email makes me wearier. I'm Tim, the postal carrier.
It just really seems like your personas don't have the same flair, David. I mean, they're great so far. They just don't say David Bowie to me.
Elliot, if they said David Bowie to you, would they really be personas?
Gold star to you, my dear. Truly a smart, smarty extraordinaire.
Thank you, David. Did you hear that, Elliot? Extraordinaire, he said.
Wait, David, do you have any others? I'll get it this time, I swear. I want to be extraordinaire, too.
Everyone deserves another chance. Here's one I've been tinkering with. More of a rocker, less of a balladeer, yeah?
Yeah, I am more of a stone-cold rocker than a ballad guy. It's true.
I'm something of a mystery guy. And though I entertain the eye, I do it all from just above a flickering light. I'm detail-oriented, but no perfectionist. I'm simply Tim, the film projectionist.
Okay, hold on. You already used Tim.
Well, it's a bit of a placeholder name, I admit. More wanted your opinion on the content, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's a lightning round. We'll just go through my notebook. How about Melissa Sizzler, the substitute art teacher?
Hold off on your projects, made clay. We're watching a video today.
I can visualize it.
Richard, the sous chef.
Here I go with the mise en place. I'm in charge of the hollandaise sauce.
Delicious.
It's got good bones.
Lots of curb appeal.
Edward, the retiree.
Wait. Okay, did he retire from an alternate universe to ours? Or, I don't know, is he immortal and retired after 1,000 years?
Just a normal bloke. If you consider taking care of your family, putting 2 girls through college and working for the same company for 37 years, quote unquote, normal.
I absolutely do.
Apparently not.
That's fine, love. Let me try another.
Well, I'm the host of Who Was, and I criticize just because. I'm jealous, I'm quite jealous. I'm Elliot, the podcast host, and I'm a negative more than most. I'm just jealous, I can't deny. I'm jealous.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Elliot, are you all right?
Oh, crikey, I forgot my number one rule. Don't use music to neg.
I love it. He's like a man of the future, but he's divided inside. Wow, David Bowie, I can't wait to hear the next big concept album about Elliot the podcast host. I assume this Elliot spells their name with one T.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting too.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
totally,
exactly
right. Yeah.
It's so outlandish. It's unbelievable. Yet totally relatable.
Unbelievable, but relatable. That's me, David Bowie. Well, I must be going now. I've got to lunch with Shakespeare. See you later, Gene Genie Smart Smarties.
Elliot the podcast host, more negative than most. Wow, so cool.
Yeah, totally.
Salut, who was there? C'est moi, Marie Curie. You may remember me from winning multiple Nobel Prizes, or perhaps from my episode of the Who Was podcast, where I played myself. I wanted to take a moment to read one of my favorite reviews about the Who Was podcast. This is from Shake and Bake, and it reads, "Loved this. Me and my little sister love this show. More please, our fave is Harriet Tubman." If you want to hear your review read on the air, make sure to subscribe, like, and review to the Who Was podcast in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Au revoir, or should I say, a bientôt!
When the clock is started.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Live from, Milton Hershey's Chocolate Factory? It's Who Was, the podcast where, for today, we're giving the quizzing a rest and kind of just, you know, vibing with some very cool folks from history. I'm your announcer, B, and I never mind my own beeswax. Now, here's your host, the man whose aura is khaki. It's Elliot Kalin!
Thank you, B. It's a very versatile aura. I can wear it to work or to a nice party, and welcome everyone to the Who Was podcast. And like B said, today's very special episode finds us out of the studio and on the assembly line. I can't believe Milton Hershey invited us to be the first visitors ever to see inside his legendary Hershey chocolate factory.
I know, Elliot. I bet it's a whimsical world of zany magic.
Huh, interesting. I always assumed it was a zany world of whimsical magic.
No, it's the other way around.
Look, the gates are opening.
It's Milton Hershey!
Welcome, podcast hosts, to my world of chocolate. Come with me, and you'll see a world of hard work and dedicated research where chocolate is made through repeating incremental actions at timed intervals.
Wait, what? I don't even understand what you're saying.
I'm saying I took the assembly line production methods used in making cars and applied it to chocolate.
Doesn't sound very whimsical or playful.
Oh, it's not. It's extremely boring. Luckily, my factory workers don't mind.
Because they're magical gnomes who sing and do cartwheels?
See for yourself.
Oh, raspberries, they aren't magical gnomes. They're just regular people working.
Yeah, when you said see for yourself, I assumed you meant we would see for ourselves that they were magical gnomes.
They do sing.
Herschel, Hersha, Dershadee, woo. Making chocolate's not all that we do. With the fair wages that our boss pays, we also enjoy the free time he builds into our days.
Hey, please close that door so we can focus on doing our work.
Now, aren't happy, healthy workers making good wages better than magical gnomes?
I guess so.
Don't let him bully you, Elliot. We wanted a zany, colorful world of magic. This is just a factory.
You tried to build a successful company that treats people fairly in a zany way. I dare you, it can't be done.
Okay, sorry.
I suppose you don't want to see my experimental laboratory where I'm constantly working to invent new kinds of sweet treats.
Whoa! No, of course we want to see that.
That sounds super zany.
Who can make ice cream out of things you don't normally make ice cream out of?
Like hamburgers and rainbows.
And roller coasters, too.
No, nothing like that. We make ice cream from celery and turnips and beets.
Aw, gross. It's like the worst part of Thanksgiving.
Now, that's quite enough. The whole point is to find inexpensive ways to make chocolate so that it can be available for everybody. I grew up with very little money, which meant I had to work as a child and never got to finish school. A taste of candy would have surely sweetened my bitter existence. And yet, at the time, only expensive caramel was available, and I couldn't afford it.
I always thought that was weird. Chocolate tastes better than caramel, so why does it cost less?
Because of the hard work of chocolate scientists like me.
Chocolate scientists.
Please don't be distracted by the idea of chocolate scientists. They're not scientists made out of chocolate.
No.
Everyone deserves to have good tasting things, which means finding less expensive sources of sweets, like celery and turnips and beets. And I know that rhymes, but I'm not about to start singing a whimsical song.
We understand. I guess rainbows and roller coasters are kind of expensive.
And think about how impractical the flavors you're describing would be. Ice cream that tastes like rainbows and roller coasters? I wouldn't even know where to begin making that.
We just thought, since candy is so fun, making candy would be even more fun.
Even making fun things takes work. We do the boring part so you can have the fun when you eat it. Now go.
Wait, is this a test to see if we have the right combination of honesty and imagination to take over your factory someday?
Why would I do that when I can leave the factory to a charity that builds schools and hospitals?
Because... zany?
Here are your complimentary Hershey bars. And there's the door.
Well, that was a lot less fun than I thought it would be.
I guess it was a little foolish to think an industrial factory would be a whimsical wonderland of fun.
Yo, did someone call for a whimsical wonderland of fun? How would you like to go to a laboratory where movies are made, lightning bolts are thrown around, crash, and it's all overseen by a wizard?
Wow, that sounds like the most fabulous, fangorious, Velabrious...
Hold on a second. We've already been disappointed once today. Who's this wizard, anyway?
Me, Thomas Edison, the wizard of Menlo Park, whose magical little elves are working night and day to perfect my inventions.
He's got elves, Elliot. What more do you need to know?
There's no way he has elves, B. Aren't you the same Thomas Edison who cheated Nikola Tesla out of money you promised him, as mentioned in our Nikola Tesla George Washington Carver episode, available wherever you get your podcasts?
Listen, bud, I admit, that's one way to look at the story. But if you hear my side of it, you'll see I had a good reason to cheat him out of that money. Namely, your boy wanted it.
Lights out, Edison. I think we're done with factories for today. We're going to a real zany world of whimsical magic.
You mean?
That's right, the library.
I thought you were going to say Narnia.
Nope, the library. Let's go, B.
Okay, but Narnia is at the library in the works of C.S. Lewis.
You're putting a hat on a hat. The library's already great. It doesn't need talking animals.
I know you two can't hear me from up on your high horse, but you haven't heard the last of me, Elliot and B. I invented the light bulb, for crying out loud. And I, Thomas Edison, vow to use all my powers of invention and capitalism to be chosen as as a subject for the Who Was podcast.
Wherever podcasts are available.
And that's our show for today. I'm going to give a shout out to intern Zach, Jane, Eric, B, and our amazing cast, which includes Devin Coleman, Megan O'Neill, Adam Protexter, Sanjia Rao, Eric Shackney, Zach Timson, and a big thank you to you for listening. Next week, we'll find out about two more amazing people from the past. And until then, this is Elliot Airport Pickup Kalen saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody.
It's the Who Was podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was podcast.
Who Was?